8I, Exercises 2A and 2B, page 100.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Marcus McDonald. This morning, I heard a strange sound. The sound of a bird singing. I realized that I hadn't heard that for weeks. And then I thought back to when I lived in the countryside and heard birds every day, from the sun coming up to it going down. It was part of life out there, along with insects, flowers, and trees. But if you live in the city like we do, nature is no longer part of our everyday life. But why? Just take a walk around your neighborhood and you'll see the problem. There's nowhere for nature to exist. There are no trees in the street, and any parks and gardens are cut neatly and empty of berries and insects. There's hardly any nature anywhere, and the little bits of nature that do exist are disappearing day by day. So what's the answer? What we need to do is to make sure any part of the city that has some greenery stays that way. We have to look after the little pockets of nature that still exist. And then later, maybe, we can start finding ways to make more of them. And there's one environmental organization that looks after the remaining pieces of greenery in Australian cities and towns. And that's Bush for Life. Bush for Life is an Australian organization with one goal: keeping the bit of the countryside in our cities and towns alive. If you join Bush for Life, they will train you first. Volunteers learn all about the plants and animals in Australia and in their local area, because there's no point trying to save something when you don't know what it is. Then, once you're ready, you're given a piece of nature that exists in your town or city, and given the job of looking after it. That means keeping it clean, keeping people from damaging it, and making sure the animals that live there are well and have all they need. If this sounds like something you're interested in, come and see me after the talk. Alternatively, you can go to the organization's website. It's time to stop worrying about the lack of nature in our cities and do something about it.